and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Imagine that for a moment. Jesus Christ comes and takes the book from his heavenly Father right there. You imagine the majesty of this. And when he'd taken the book, the four beasts, and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. So that's what got me thinking tonight. Those vials with the prayers of the saints. You know, anything asked in God's will not go unanswered. It may be delayed, but God's still working. Don't give up. In fact, I think, let me see if I have a verse. I have a verse right here on top of my head. Let me make sure it is right. Yeah. Go with me to, just hold your finger here in Revelation. Turn back a couple pages. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John 5. 1 John 5. I don't know where to start. It's all pretty good. All right, let's pick it up verse number 11. 1 John 5, verse number 11. It says, this is the record. By the way, this is the record written, engraved forever. This is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is where? In His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. By the way, whenever we believe on Jesus Christ and we get that sense of security, that sense of assurance that we know that we have eternal life, it strengthens our faith. And we can believe more on God. Verse number 14 is the verse. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, not in us, but in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. The odors of the prayers of the saints. That's what they have there. Verse number 8, back now, Revelation 5, verse number 8. Let me read the verse again. And when He had taken the book, when Jesus had taken the book, the four beasts, representatives of all of God's creation, the 24 elders, representatives of the redeemed saints of God, fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps. This is where they get the whole idea of we'll float around on clouds with harps. With harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Verse number 9. If you underline things, here's a great one to underline. And they sung a new song. A new song. A new song. Saying, notice the words of this new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made unto us our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. And then John says, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. You know what that is? A lot. Amen? That's a lot. That's bigger than our national debt. Amen? Even with Joe Biden in office. Verse number 12. Saying with a loud voice. Notice, every time you read about angels, they don't sing. They say. But their sayings sound like song. Saying with a loud voice, notice what they say. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth. You reckon that means every creature? Do you reckon that every creature... Is that your phone, Jatana? Every creature redeemed and unredeemed. Don't we read in the Bible where it says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess? John says every creature in the earth, under the earth. I don't know for sure, but I wonder if that means the demons and all of them. Now, they can't sing the song of redemption, but they can sing the song that He is worthy. Those demons even said to Jesus, "We know who You are. You're the Son of God." But at this point, they'll all bow. They'll all sing. Notice, every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I say, notice what they're saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And notice what the four beasts said. Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped Him that liveth forever and ever. This passage of Scripture finds us in the presence of God and the Lamb. The church has been raptured to this point, it's been perfected, has been safely delivered to our home in heaven. But heaven is unable to contain itself. And those that are there break out in song. Now remember, 4 and 5 of Revelation precedes chapter 6, and this is kind of a pause before the judgments of God fall. You know, I was thinking about music when I was reading this. You know, music's an important part of our walk with the Lord. You may not be able to sing well, but there ought to be a song in your heart. The Bible says this, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. How many of you sing when nobody's around? Hum a little bit? I do. I whistle a little bit. I can't whistle, but I try. It just comes out. You know what I'm doing? Speaking to myself. It's better than talking to myself. Amen, Teresa. Amen. All right. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Next week, we're going to cover this passage and we're going to talk about the new song in heaven. So you got to come back next week. Amen? All right. Ain't God good?